Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
Hour one in the tank. Hour two ready to rumble. Carr Firearms Group Studios lit up here at the ranch. Sig Sauer microphone on fire. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom in front of that Sig Sauer microphone. And it's all coming to you here in the Patriot Mobile Communication Center. X Insurance presents it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing?
Here we go.
Hour two, my brother. Please tell people where they can watch us in really cool high definition since we wiped off the lenses and got new stuff and a chat in there. As long as they're not driving, please.
Sure. If you'd like to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you can see the menu icon. Just give that a slap, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. We've got one chat over there, but we've got a second chat coming up. I'll tell you about that here in a second. If you're driving, head on over to the Listen Live link, because we don't want you watching and chatting while you're driving. And if you have missed a previous episode and you need to get caught up, just head on over to that podcast link. If you want to join the Telegram chat, well, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
That, ladies and gentlemen, will get you in the chat, and you can participate or in the videos and watch us on your television sets. You can watch us on Rumble. You can watch us on, Apple TV, Twitch, all that stuff is out there for you. So make sure to go check it out. Or you can just watch it on armedamericanradio.com. All of it is available to you. We love the new technology. Let's go to our next guest who's going to stay with us for the hour. Buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to fly right by. Dr. John Lott, founder of the CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find them and you can assist them at crimeresearch.org. $5, $50, $500, $5,000, whatever you got, help us out over there at crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, welcome in. Happy Easter, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, happy Easter to you, too. Thanks very much for having me on.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. I'm glad you could be here today. We appreciate it very, very much. I know you're very busy. John, before I get into anything else with you, I ladies and gentlemen, we're going to focus more on red flag laws with Dr. Lott because the government is in our face with red flag laws. I'd love to be talking about other things, but we can't. It's paramount to what we have to discuss, because the government is in our face, so we're going to respond to that. But, John, you've got something over there that's kind of a little bit near and dear to my heart. Artificial intelligence chatbots biases on crime and gun control. What are you finding over there?
Right. Well, I mean, I think people know kind of the biases with things like Google search. I know when I use Google search a lot, things from the trace, Michael Bloomberg's The Trace come up right there at the top. Things like My Center or others are buried way, way down if they come up at all. In 2016 and earlier, our website, crimeresearch.org, was getting about as many hits as the NRA website was getting. And then all of a sudden, in kind of the middle of January 2017, our search traffic fell by about 98% all of a sudden. Wow. In just one day. And it was Google started censoring us. And so, you know, the concern is, are these AI chatbots, and Google has its own with Gemini, and they got some kind of pushback a little while ago when they were coming out with like a black George Washington and a female Pope and Nazi soldiers who were either Japanese or black or whatever, kind of things that, you know, didn't really fit history very well. are they going to have their same biases affect AI chatbots? You know, so the thing is, everybody from students to reporters to researchers are already using these chatbots to go and help them write things. You know, you can go and say, write me an essay on a particular gun control topic, and it will write you an essay. And so we asked the 20 AI chatbots 16 questions, 9 dealing with crime generally and 7 dealing with different gun control issues, and asked them, so for example, do you think higher arrest rates and higher conviction rates and longer prison sentences deter crime? And they could say they either strongly disagree, neutral, agree, or strongly agree. And it was depressing, generally, the answers that we got. People can find detailed information on our website at crimeresearch.org. But except for Elon Musk's Grok, was the only one that gave kind of on average conservative answers, you know, saying, yeah, I think higher arrest rates and conviction rates do deter crime. Mistral, the French, a French one, was neutral, but all the other ones were liberal. Unfortunately, the ones that are the most prominent, Facebook's Llama and Google's Gemini, were the most biased. You know, they don't think that higher arrest rates or higher conviction rates deter crime. You go and ask them things like, do you think property crimes are higher where prosecutors are refusing to prosecute those? They say no, they don't think it matters. Do you think the death penalty deters crime? And they go no. Do you think voter ID laws deter vote fraud, stop vote fraud? And they would say no. And it's just across the board like that. On gun control issues, unfortunately, all of them, even Elon Musk's, were biased towards the liberal side there. And again, the French Mistral was neutral on that. But on the gun control issues, we'd ask them questions like, do you think concealed carry reduces crime? Do you think you know, assault weapons ban saves lives? Do you think mandatory gun locks save lives? Do you think red flag laws save lives? And unfortunately, you know, they were consistent in terms of coming up with one side there, thinking that these laws are good. Now, you know, this is, they may give one or two conservative answers of the 7, but on average, they were all liberal, and again, you know, Facebook was you know, strongly liberal on all those answers.
Okay. Oh boy, lots of questions here. Lots of questions. So let's start. And ladies and gentlemen, we're likely going to take this into the next segment. I can promise you, we're going to take it into the next segment. But John, let's take the average liberal user. The person who is far left in their political leanings, who is anti-gun, already has a built-in bias, believes that gun control should be the law of the land, believes that gun control works, uses one of these chatbots, and gets an answer that reinforces their position. They don't view it like I would view it as a biased answer, or as you would view it as a biased answer. Having done the research and knowing some of the answers to these, they view that as something that's reinforcing their views. How dangerous? How dangerous is that? I mean, how do you counter that?
It's very dangerous. Well, I mean, it's not just people who are already biased in one way. You're going to have a lot of people who don't know very much on this topic. And look, you know, it's the same impact that Google search has on elections. You know, you go, people try to do searches on issues or on candidates before the election, and if you have basically answers that come up biased one way that make one, you know, Democratic candidates look good and Republican candidates look bad, I'm sure it affects at least a few percentage of the voters beforehand when they go and do it. And you're going to have the same thing happening here in terms of people. I'll give you a simple example. One of the gun questions we asked about was, are there any places in the world where either a complete ban on guns or a complete ban on handguns reduced murder rates or homicide rates? And so almost all of them said, yeah, it did. But the bizarre thing was the answer that they gave was, which is wrong, but they would point to Australia as an example where a complete ban on guns caused murder rates to go down. So, I mean, there's just so many problems with that. I mean, one is that
let me ask you to stop right there real quick, because that's a perfect place to cut you off there, because we're getting ready to take a break. I want to go back to Australia with Dr. Lott when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been a longtime listener of the show, you've heard John and I talk about the exact topic that we're talking about now, but not in the mix of the chatbot, with the chatbots being involved with artificial intelligence. So I want to dig a little bit deeper into this, because the danger here is immense, immense. Simply because you have people out there who are going to see their views reinforced just believing they're right and the other side is wrong. We'll go into some greater detail. When we come back, we'll continue with John Lott on the results he got with Australia, and we'll tell you why it's wrong. We'll be back.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom here at the, and I love this, the Patriot Mobile Communications and Command Center on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone. It's all brought to you by the great X Insurance. Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the only day it is today. It's Easter. That's it. No government nonsense. It's not National Potato Chip Day. It isn't whatever else they want to call it. It's Resurrection Day. It's Easter Sunday. You know that. I know that. You know, sad part is they do too, but they don't care. Let's continue the discussion with Dr. John Lott. John,
I thought it was Trans Visibility Day.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm calling it
isn't
Potato
that what
Chip
Biden
Day.
Biden declared it to be.
Ridiculous. I'm positive. It's ridiculous. Isn't it crazy, John? I was talking with AWR. We had a really fascinating first segment about not really the theology, but the war on Christianity and how it ties into our war on our rights and our God-given rights. Of course, we argue that, you know, the right to bear arms is a God-given right. So did our founders when they wrote what they wrote. And that's where it comes from. And this war on Christianity is all tied. And then AWR brought it into a bigger perspective of the war on Western culture. And it's remarkable. You know, John, I've been on air now 15 years. This is the 15th Easter Sunday I've done on this program live. 15 of them. I'm proud of that record. I never thought I would be sitting here having this goofy conversation with you or anybody else about Transgender Recognition Day or whatever they want to call it. It's absurd. All right, does it shock you, by the way, before we go back to Australia, since it's, the subject is up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have thought this 5 years ago, but I mean, it's not just that it's declared Trans Visibility Day. He also put out a rule that when they did the White House Easter egg celebration today, that weren't supposed to be any religious symbols that were supposed to be present during the celebration this year.
On Easter Sunday.
Right. So I don't know what he thinks. I guess I don't know what he thinks Easter is for, but apparently it's completely separate from religion. So it's just bizarre.
You would think he knows.
At the same time, he says no religious symbols or information there. At the same time, he wants to have Trans Visibility Day.
And, well, he claims, while claiming to be a devout Catholic, the gaslighting going on, John, is just crazy. You scratch your head and think, is this really real? Are we living in times like this? Again, where people will just tell you it's midnight, at midnight, that it's light outside when you can see it's dark. And if you question that in the press conference, I'll have you thrown out. It's just insanity. It is opposite day. It is upside down. It's crazy. So let's go back to Australia briefly. Obviously, I want to go to Australia, but I want to kind of get out from that, too, because we played clips of you at your debate a few weeks back at University of Wisconsin, which were fantastic, where you clearly showed in every single instance that none of those changes got the results that they claim. Now you have artificial intelligence telling you that you do, and it brings up Australia. take it from there, and then let's kind of go into the bigger picture, because again, I want to go into the questions of, I don't know how their algorithms are created, John. I don't know. But boy, is it important that we start figuring this out.
Right. Well, I mean, the algorithms that they have are similar to the search engines that they have. So, they weight different information differently, you know, something from the New York Times or, you know, Bloomberg's The Trace will get weighted heavily, and something from, you know, academic research that shows what we think is correct or, you know, some conservative publications won't get weighted very heavily, may not be weighted at all. And so what they're doing is it's really just kind of searching through information, then regurgitating it back to you what they find. And so it's really no different than the biases that you see in things like Google search. But, you know, with regard to Australia, look, you know, again, the question was, can you name one place in the world that's banned either all guns or all handguns and seen murder and homicide rates go down? And they, all of them, when they would answer this, would bring up Australia as an example of that. But Australia didn't ban all guns. You know, they had this mandatory confiscation in 1996 and 97, but they basically took a little bit less than 30% of the guns away from people. I think it was like 27%. And but they didn't take all guns away, and people were allowed to buy guns again after that. And by 2010, the gun ownership rate in Australia was back above what it was before the buyback. So, you know, if you were going to think that it's going to have an impact, it should have had an immediate drop. And then over time, you know, in murders, whatever, if you believe the gun control argument, and then over time, you should have seen an increase. But what you actually saw was it had been falling for 15 years prior to the buyback. And then it was basically flat for about 8 years. You know, if I had a line that was falling, perfectly straight line that was falling over the whole period of time, I could pick any point along that line, and the after average is going to be below the before average. And that's all these AI chatbots were pointing to make their claim. But I would look at it and I'd say it's a perfectly straight line. It hasn't done anything. You know, it's falling at the same rate before the law changed and the same rate afterwards. I'd be hard pressed to say that that made a difference. But you'd want to say, does it fall at a faster rate or a slower rate? Is there some type of discontinuity? All that is beyond anything the chat box is willing to get into. And, you know, I look at it, I said, it's falling before, it stops falling, it's basically flat afterwards. I think it actually had a pernicious impact, if you look at it. It sure as heck didn't have a beneficial impact. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the type of, you know, New York Times or whatever level discussion that you see on this issue. And, you know.
Well, the bigger question becomes, by the way, I know we've got a lot of listeners in Connecticut, some beautiful listeners in Connecticut. We love you guys in Connecticut. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Thanks for reaching out. John, I guess the bigger question is, and I'm going to use myself as an example. Again, I don't understand the algorithms. That's beyond my pay grade. However,
well, you're
I do know. I don't even want to go into that. But you know, I happen to understand, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't know how algorithms work. But here's what I can give you an example of. All right. I've got at one point 100,000, 85,000, something like that. Facebook fans, 100% organic. And we could put a Facebook post out. We're ramping up our social media now. Those of you who are watching it see that. Jessica doing a great job on our social media now. But we'll see 15, 20, 30 responses when it's a pro-gun post, John, something like that. We've got tens and tens and tens of thousands. The same thing happens on Twitter. You know, and of course, that's being referred to as shadow banning, et cetera. When we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, the question that I'll throw out to John, now we can think about it during the break and formulate his answer during the time that we have. And that is, how are we going to combat that when we know the information is wrong and we have a subset of people out there that believe what they see and if their views are being reinforced? We know the search engines are biased. Our cynicism tells us the media is lying to us. The FBI is lying to us. The ATF is lying to us. The Biden White House is gaslighting us. They're telling us that it's sunshining out at midnight. How do we believe this stuff? And because we know it's so dangerous, how do we fight back? Well, this is one way, but is it enough? We'll be back with John Lott. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues here in the Carr Firearms Group studios. The 6 hour mic fired up for you. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here at the Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center. It's all being brought to you by the great X Insurance. X Insurance, ladies and gentlemen, they are, in fact, the real deal. Welcome back. It's great to be with you. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to the show, my friend. Let's continue the conversation. Again, happy Easter. Thank you for being here. And, John, I you know, the cynic in me is coming out. I don't trust anything from the media. I've been doing this too long. I trust nothing comes from the White House. They've been lying to us forever. The FBI is weaponized. Can't believe a word. They're knocking on people's doors now because they don't like things people are putting up on social media. We've got videotape evidence of it. The ATF banging on doors, coming after people, killing people at airports. None of us believe anything coming from these folks again. And we've known for years that Google was doing these things on search engines. We know that they're doing it now on AI. Your own research proves it. But the average Joe Blow that isn't listening to this show or isn't reading your research and is getting their news from the alphabet soup, ABC, NBC, so we can CBS. John, there are millions of them. How do we combat? This is very powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It can change election outcomes. It can changes the way you live, the way you think, that, and they know it. John, what do we do? Is Thomas Massie and Jim Jordan enough in Washington?
Oh, not by themselves, though they're great guys. Look, one of the reasons why we did this information, put it out and looked at their answers, was to try to educate people about which of these AI chatbots were better or worse than others. Because the thing is, the ones that people use the most are the ones that tend to get better. And so they can go and see. If you want to ask a question about crime, I probably would recommend that you use Musk's one on Twitter, the Grok one that he has there, because you're much more likely to get reasonable answers on that. I mean, to me, look, it seems pretty obvious. Higher arrest rates and higher conviction rates deter criminals. You know, maybe it's just because I'm an economist, but if you make something more costly, riskier, people do less of it.
Of course.
When they cite people, they'll cite, Gaston in Los Angeles County or whatever, which say that arrest rates don't matter for deterring crime. But, you know, I can cite tons of academic literature by economists and others that show that the opposite is true. Learn to use the ones that are least biased on these issues. One of my concerns is that Apple, I guess, is talking to Google about using Gemini on its iPhones. And, you know, it's going to be used on all the Android phones. And if it's also used on all the Apple phones that are out there, then that's going to give them a big leg up in terms of giving them more use. And that will help them improve their AI chatbot relative to others. But, you know, you can still make something of a difference by which ones you use yourself. And hopefully people will look at our website and see how the different ones rank and use that to help them decide which ones they use if they're going to use these. I have a more general concern about these AI chatbots, but it's just...
So do I.
You talk to kids these days, most of them don't seem to know their multiplication tables because mm-hmm. they're so used to having calculators do it. And I worry that, you know, 5 years from now or whatever, we're going to be talking to young kids and they're not going to know how to write essays because they're going to be using these chatbots to go and write essays for them on things. So, I mean, but that's a more fundamental problem than the basic bias there. But
it is a fundamental problem. No, it's a frightening fundamental problem. And you know, I've got kids. You know my kids. You've known them since they were very little.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I see in them, you know, I put your phones down, okay? We try, and fortunately, we've raised two really good kids that get this stuff and understand it. But there are millions who don't, that who are not being given direction. And, you know, I go back to that, use the ones that are less biased. You know, you famously said on this program, and we've quoted it over and over and over again many times on the show, but it's why you do what you do. It's why we have a radio show. It's why you write the op-eds that you write in publications across the country. And we're going to go to one that you and Thomas Massey have over in the Federalist, at the Federalist here in just a couple of minutes. But I am very fearful of this. You know, most Americans, as you know, John, believe it or not, still get their news from the ABC, NBC, and CBS networks, not from the cable news that we see.
I mean, you go add up the usage, the viewers on these things. I mean, Fox may get 2.5 million, 3 million on a good night viewers. But, you know, and maybe CNN and MSNBC together equal about what Fox does. But you add in ABC, NBC, and CBS, you're talking about maybe 25 million people watch those. So you add it so that you may have like 28 million versus 3 million watching it. You know, that's huge imbalance that's there. And, you know, you go and look at the newspapers these days, outside of maybe the New York Post, but even the New York Post is very bad on gun issues. Mm-hmm. They may be good on conservative on many other issues that are there, but you know, and Fox isn't as good as it used to be on gun issues. So you know, it's really lopsided. It's hard. You know, one of the problems I've had over the years is that when I've had op-eds in different places, Bloomberg's groups and others will kind of bombard, you know, the op-ed editors with emails and stuff, you know, demanding that they not publish my stuff anymore. And so it makes it hard to.
Well, and that changes search engine results, you know, when they're, because they're using SEO. Again, I don't know how the SEO works. I don't know how the algorithms work. I don't pretend to. But nonetheless, we're at a point now when you have millions of Americans, John, who have lost faith in what they're getting on the computer, the information they're getting, or they're thinking to themselves, I know what I'm getting is a load of crap, frankly.
Right.
I've just got to do the best I can with it. I think it was Bush, or it might have even been back as far as Reagan, saying at one point, yeah, we know the media is biased. We just have to learn to live with it.
Right.
Well, we shouldn't have to learn to live with it.
Well, I mean, you subscribe. We put out our email blast once every 2 weeks, but you know, we have like 16,000 subscribers. I wish we had, you know, 20 times that number. You know, it doesn't do us any good to go and do the research that we do if people don't read it, you know, don't obtain it. Because hopefully we get it out there and people can use it when they talk to others. And things like the Australia stuff that we were talking about before or the other research that we put out regularly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do us any good to put it out if people don't get a hold of it and don't see it.
Yeah, and we can't believe, you know, when we see things like, and we know, because I do these searches all day long, John, you know that, and you get the left-wing stuff, like you mentioned the Trace, it all pops up. You don't pop up. Nothing I said on this show pops up. We're on hundreds of radio stations. Nothing pops right up. Every once in a while it does, but very infrequently. Every once in a while, some lefty will write a hit piece, you know, about what we're talking about or something like that. But we can't believe any of it. And there are too many people out there who are unaware of that. And that is extremely frightening, ladies and gentlemen, because the power of these companies is really beyond the scope. John, it's like trying to explain the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion to somebody. We hear these numbers all day long. We have no idea the vast, immense difference that one extra zero makes. When we come back from the break, John, let's go over to the Federalist and the op-ed that you penned over there in conjunction with Thomas Massey, Representative Thomas Massey. It's a good one, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of meat in this thing. It is about red flags. We do want to get into the meat of the red flags. Again, that's something I wish we didn't have to talk about right now, but the White House is doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on this, so we have to respond to it, and we will. Every single time they bring it up, we're going to be right there to put it back in their face. We've got one more segment on Easter Sunday with Dr. John Lott. Don't go away. Hope you're enjoying your Easter weekend. We'll be back with you on the flip side of this break in 4 minutes. Don't go away. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yes, welcome back indeed. Final segment of Hour 2 now underway here in the Carr Firearms Group studios at the ranch. Sig Sauer, Mike fired up. Mark Walter sitting in front of this powerful microphone on hundreds of radio stations around the nation today. Welcome in on an Easter Sunday. Great to have you with us. Filling your prescription for freedom. 15 years into this now, believe it or not. April 26 marks our 15th anniversary. That's a beautiful thing. Patriot Mobile Communications Center fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Barrel Buddy will change the way you clean your firearms, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, to be honest with you, you might even begin cleaning your firearms if you use Barrel Buddies. $14.99. And your guns will thank you, and so will your significant other, because you won't be dirty and you won't stink anything up, because you can pitch the patch. Barrel Buddy's got you covered. PT Ammunition, based right in Connecticut. We've got a lot of listeners in Connecticut today. We love each and every one of you very, very much. You know that. PT Ammunition, PT Ammunition, or it's PTAmmo.com, based up there behind the blue wall in Guilford, Connecticut. WOFT, where our families train, W-O-F-T, in Claremont, Florida. Scenario-based training. It's powerful stuff. GoatGuns.com. They'll addict you. Build them. Use the promo code AAR. If you're a first-time buyer, you'll get 10% off immediately. ArmsList.com. Visit them. Use the promo code AAR, and guess what? You get your first month for 99 cents. 99 cents. CuttingEdgeFirewood.com. They delivered here at the ranch on Thursday this past week. We're firing it up. Had a big cutting-edge fire going just last night. HeavensHarvest.com. And, of course, all of our manufacturing partners, Carr Arms, Sig Sauer, Patriot Mobile, X Insurance, North American Arms, they're all at armedamericanradio.com, and we couldn't be here 15 years without them. And don't forget mypillow.com, the $25 extravaganza. Visit, and this, please, the deals are huge over there. mypillow.com/armedamericanradio, $25 for the slippers, towel sets, sheet sets, everything. $25, over $75 if you buy, and you will go over $75 buying three sets of $25 whatever. Free shipping for you across the continental United States. Make sure to check them out. Use the promo code AAR and thank them for supporting your right to keep and bear arms. That's how this equation works, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Dr. John Lott. Dr. Lott, welcome back. One more segment with you. Let's go to the Federalist. You and Representative Thomas Massie have a great piece up. Biden's Federal Red Flag Center defies the Constitution in more ways than one. And you point out that on Saturday, Vice President Kamala Harris touted the administration's new National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, which will support the effective implementation of state red flag laws and keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or other. That's their quote. But there's a problem. Congress never authorized the U.S. Department of Justice to create this resource center. John, this is dangerous right out of the box. I wish we didn't have to talk about red flag laws, but every time they bring it up, we will counter it. What's going on here?
Right. Well, I mean, the federal government is providing apparently $750 million or so to encourage states that haven't yet adopted these red flag laws to go and do so. And, you know, they want to claim that they're doing this to try to save lives, to try to stop dangerous people who may harm themselves or others. And, you know, look, everybody wants to stop dangerous people from harming themselves or others. The problem is that the Biden administration refuses to recognize that we already have better laws on the books to go and use, these civil commitment laws, mm-hmm. which already allow you. You go to the police, you tell the police you're concerned about somebody. If the police come out and they see that the person, they think there's a reasonable chance that the person's a danger to themselves or others, they can take them in for an immediate psychiatric evaluation. If the psychiatric professionals agree with there's a reasonable chance, there can be an immediate hearing. If you can't afford a lawyer, one is provided for you. Evidence is examined. And then if the judge agrees that you are a danger to yourself or others, the judge has a wide range of options. He can have you go and have voluntary outpatient treatment and reevaluate you in a week or two. He can take away your driver's license. He can take away your guns, or he can go and involuntarily commit people in the most extreme cases that are there. The red flag laws short circuit those protections. All the judge sees is a written complaint. He doesn't talk to the person who made the complaint. He doesn't talk to the person that the complaint is made about before he makes the decision whether or not to take away somebody's guns. When there is eventually a hearing, maybe a month later, you don't get a lawyer provided for you. The cost of a lawyer can be $10,000 or so for one of these hearings. And the only thing that the judge can do with these red flag laws is take away your guns. Is that a serious solution? I mean, if you think somebody's suicidal, do you think just simply taking away their guns will prevent them from committing suicide? You know, we were talking before about gun bans. You know, in the United States, we've had Chicago and Washington, D.C., that have banned handguns for a period of time. Firearm suicides went down, but did total suicides change? No. People simply switched to other ways to go and commit suicide. So, and besides that, if the only thing that they can do is take away your guns, you know, a lot of people don't want their guns taken away, but will they spend $10,000 for a hearing to have a lawyer there? No, most people don't even get a lawyer when they go in there. And so, it's just a mess. And
well, John, it happened to our mutual friend, Andrew Pollack in Oregon.
Right.
And before he finally got a hearing, his guns were taken from him. His daughter, Meadow, was murdered at Parkland, ladies and gentlemen. And he had a neighbor that didn't like him, filed a red flag. His guns were taken. And, John, you mentioned in the piece with Thomas Massey, a month went by. And then when it went before a judge didn't even bother with hearing a defense because he knew that the claim was bogus. Did anything happen to the person who made the false claim?
No, it never happens to these guys who make false claims. I mean, that's true generally with police reports. But the thing was, the reason why he didn't have to provide a defense was when the judge heard the case there, he said, there's no threat. Mm-hmm. Why did you file this? You know, it's only supposed to be filed if there's a threat there. And so since there was no threat even alleged in the testimony, he didn't even need to have Andy put on his side of the case. The problem was that while Andy's had his guns taken away, he lives in rural Oregon, mm-hmm. and there are animals there. And he had a mountain lion show up outside his house, and he normally would have his handgun with him, but he was disarmed. And his dog tried to protect him. The dog ended up being badly mauled, ended up having to have 50 stitches on its side. But Andy shouldn't have been in that position. His dog shouldn't have been harmed. He should have been able to go and protect himself. But because these people who disliked him politically, and I could have gone on more after that red flag law case failed, these neighbors who hated Andy got some other neighbors to file.
Unbelievable. John, it just never ends. And what you mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing from John Lott is so vitally important. John, I'm sorry. I was enthralled listening to you, and I could just keep going and going and going. But as you know, time gets the better of us on the program. But thank you, John, for being here and giving us all of this incredible information. Happy Easter to you and your family. We love you very much. Thanks for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Easter to each and every one of you. Do us a solid. Do yourself a solid. Visit crimeresearch.org and throw some couch change over to John, as much as you can afford. I give about $50 a month. You can do the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Easter to each and every one of you. Encore coming up in the roundtable. We gave the guys the night off. We'll see you live on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Stay safe.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.